So you guys know I love memes.
Yes.
Basically, my whole life starts every day and ends every day by looking at memes. I find it very comforting. I find it aesthetically pleasing, and I get a good laugh out of it every single time. One of my favorite Instagram accounts that I follow is the Tinder blog.
I love that
and,
one.
And I'm not kidding. I've gotten all of my friends to follow them. Here's the thing. It's a private account. So you have to get your friends to follow the account first. They make it a game, and they do it very well. Because you send them something, it's so funny they can't read it. So it's like, hey, go follow them because you have to see this meme. It's hilarious. And so then they follow them, and they just have the best stuff. And I read this one, and it literally reminded me of me and you.
Really?
Yeah. Are you ready?
I'm excited.
I got two best friends that I go to for advice. Lol.
Oh,
advice.
My gosh.
Us. One rationalizes me, uses logic, and the other one hypes me up to do ratchet balance. It made me laugh so hard. I was like, yo, that's like, that's UA in a meme.
In a meme.
Essentially.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to our final episode.
I'm so sad, you guys. This has been a great adventure.
Wait, let's clarify. Sorry. If this is your first episode, this is our last episode, but we're heartbroken because it's our last of our October spooky series.
Yes, we put in a lot of time, a lot of effort. I feel like you guys have sent in so many stories, more scary stories than normal stories, actually, which is slightly terrifying. And I personally am really sad to see the series go. I feel like I'm just, you know, I've created this little child and I gotta let it go. But it'll come back.
It always comes back.
Look forward to next October because we're gonna hit you hard with some more October series.
Yeah,
but
dang.
I think we mentioned this in the last episode, but scary stories don't have to leave, guys, just because October series is over. If you have scary stories that you wanna submit, send them on in.
Yeah.
We'll totally take it. We'd love to read them and read them to you guys.
We'd love to read them and read them to you. Two times. I just want to say this up front. If you hear strange noises throughout this episode, me and Ashley are both in full costume minus our masks. Let's try talking in our masks so they can understand.
I don't think.
What it would sound like.
Actually, maybe they'll guess.
This is what it would sound like if we wore our masks. What are you doing? That's my line.
I was trying to breathe.
That's my line. We are dressed as Darth Vader, and she's my handy-dandy stormtrooper.
Loyal stormtrooper. I don't think I can do this chest plate. It's really bothering me.
Yeah, it's really loud.
And it's really in the way.
Go ahead and... So, do you want to just take it off
ASMR.
Right now? Nice.
You're welcome, guys.
That was smooth. Mm-hmm. Yeah, these costumes were definitely not made for like women, so it's been funny wearing it. But fun fact, you guys should know this, I'm a huge Star Wars fan. Mm-hmm. So when we were talking about costumes, I was like, Ash, please can we do a Star Wars day?
Yeah.
And she said yes. And it also, of course, like I love all the good guys in Star Wars. Like Han Solo is my favorite. Chewbacca is my favorite. I love the Ewoks. But I've always been strangely obsessed with Darth Vader. Mm-hmm. And so I'm dressed as Darth Vader, which has always been a dream of mine. So I'm definitely going to be wearing this for Halloween. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. I think we'll definitely be posting a proof it for you guys of Taryn on Halloween in her Halloween costume.
Love it.
It'll be a good time. A great time. We're actually going to be going to Texas.
Yeah.
This week.
Yeah.
So we get back on Halloween.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know how crazy it's going to get.
Yeah.
Because we're going to be jet lagged, but.
Cut to us passing out candy in our costumes.
We're going to be. I'm just envisioning what's really going to happen. She's going to have her sweatpants on and she's going to put her mask on and hand out candy like that.
And a cape, of course.
Because the whole thing feels like a little too much, maybe. Or she'll surprise us. And just go full on.
I mean, I don't think you're underestimating my like obsession. Like, how many times can I appropriately?
Pretty
dress like this, except spot my on. Chest light board isn't working, and I'm very upset about it.
Yeah, and it said batteries included.
It's fine, guys.
What the heck?
Anywho, as always, we had a promo for this episode. Sure if you did. Missed it, you're just missing out.
You're missing out.
I love the comments that have been like, this is the content I'm looking for, because they've been just brilliant.
I've even done polls where I've been like, because I'll post it. I always post it on UA's account, and then I'll post like a little snippet of the promo on my personal account.
Just a teaser.
Even on my personal account, I did a poll, and I was like, are you guys liking this promo stuff? Or are you like, is this not what you're wanting? And they were like, more, please. So I was just like, well, you asked for it.
It's great. It's great.
We've been having way too much fun. We got some bruises.
Yep.
It's very exhausting.
It's exhausting promos. Because, first of all, sometimes we're like, you know, doing physical things, but sometimes we're in public embarrassing ourselves, and it's just, you know, it pushes us to the limit. Did you just start singing High School Musical in your head? Because I didn't.
Push it. I'm not a huge High School Musical person.
Because I think I'm singing the wrong melody, but anyways, okay.
It's fine. I wouldn't know either way.
You're not a High School Musical fan?
No, I never watched it.
Wow.
Actually, I think I watched the first one because girls in my high school made me. And
Troy Bolton's a dreamboat.
I was not a fan. End of that story.
It got awkward real quick. I have a DM from M Lifestyler. She says, I don't know. I can't tell by the profile picture. But I think it's a she says, I literally love your podcast. Big kiss from Paris. Yes, Paris. Haha. I was waiting for spooky season episode, and I love it.
Aww.
I just think it's cool. Like, there's people listening to us from like all over.
All
That's
over the
so
place.
Cool.
I've been curious, you know, with like analytics and stuff. We do have a lot in UK, Australia as well. What up,
Australia, mate? I want to marry an Aussie.
I think those two are the other big ones aside from the States. I see some from all of you guys. I know you're all out there, but those are the two other, like majority.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Do you have like a favorite accent that you're attracted to? I feel like
great
it's
question.
Any.
I actually really like Scottish accents. I know they're kind of everyone thinks of them as kind of harsh, but I kind of really like it.
Like in Sons of Anarchy. Oh my gosh, I just forgot the character's name. Chip? Or, forgot. Anyways, but he was like hard to understand, but I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
I think honestly, any accent, I'm like, hi.
Yeah,
I love Australians.
I feel like most of our listeners completely agree with that.
Yeah, what is that?
It doesn't even matter. Like, you could be any country, any country, and you like the other accent better.
But then I feel like Americans, like, our accents are like, sprinkled in everywhere because there's always like American culture and like other countries or like our music or whatever. So I feel I'm like, I can't imagine me going to Australia and being like, hi, how are you? And guys are like, oh, hey, listen to that American accent.
Yeah, we're
you know?
Boring. Our language sucks. It's very
slangy
and it's very lazy.
That's true.
Is what is what I've come to, you know.
But I hear an accent and I'm like a prairie dog. Like, where is it?
Accent?
Hello? Future husband?
This is something that we normally talk about on our podcast, but we haven't been talking about during the October series. But someone mentioned that they started listening to our podcast and got super into the Enneagram because of us.
Yes.
She said, her name is Anna. She said, hey, y'all, me and my best friend are taking the Enneagram test. Keep you posted on our results. Right?
Love it.
That's what she DM'd us. A little bit later, she goes, I'm a 6. She's a 4.
Oh, wow.
And then she goes, now we're listening to our songs. And freaking Anna, I'm so excited for you and your friend. You're about to learn so much about each other.
Yeah.
6s are amazing and they're so well prepared for everything, but they deal with a lot of like fear and anxiety. 4s are extremely creative, like the most creative, but they tend to be like super emotional.
Yeah.
And I'm just freaking pumped. I'm sad to say goodbye to our
wow.
Remix. I feel like we should make a dub track with that. I'm sad for our October series to end, but I'm also excited to like get back to like stuff like that.
Back
I'm
to
very
reality.
Much looking forward to
there
it.
There goes gravity. Oh, there goes gravity. Joke. He's so mad at you.
We should just have like a karaoke session.
Dude, I'm down.
All
I'm
our listeners
down.
Just like just
yeah.
exited out and is like, never mind.
Yeah. I'm out.
How have you been, Taryn?
I've been grand. I have been loving all of these episodes. I love Mondays because it's just
Mondays are
chock
the best
full
days.
Of podcast stuff. And yeah, I can't think of anything like crazy new.
Yeah.
Fall is like my happy place. Yeah. Halloween to Christmas, I'm just the happiest version of myself.
You know what I did the other day?
What?
I went to Bath and Body Works. My place.
Yes.
And they had sent me a package originally in September with like a bunch of candles and I was so pumped about it. Burned through them. I'm not kidding. So fast. Like they're gone. I went through, I think there were 8 candles. And I'm not talking the little bitty candles. I'm talking the big fat 3 wick candles. Burned through 8 of them. They're gone. I went to Bath and Body Works yesterday. I bought 4 leaves candles.
That's your jam.
Because winter's coming.
Winter's coming.
Winter's coming, and that means leaves is going to disappear. So I bought 4 leaves candles. I got 4 leaves wallflower oils, the plug-in kind.
Oh, yeah.
Just, you know, in case. And then I also got an apple, big, large, like 3-wick candle. And I was like, it doesn't matter. It's going to smell great in my house. At least until, you know, top of December.
Yeah.
This is going to get me through November.
Yeah.
I might go back
good, though,
just to stock up.
I think it's good, though, that like there's a break because it makes you like miss it and want
yeah.
it. Yeah.
If I had it all year long, it wouldn't be special.
Yeah. I have to put myself on timeout from my pumpkin candles because I would burn it every day.
Yeah. Well, that's how I got through.
Yeah.
8. 8. 3-wick candles.
8.
I'm shocked. Anyways.
Yeah. I actually lit a candle for you. So that you would come home to it this morning.
I noticed.
You did?
I did.
You didn't tell me you noticed.
Well, I know Alicia didn't light it.
That's very true.
So it had to have been you.
Yeah.
I appreciated it.
I cleaned the counter and lit the candle because that's
I
knew
like,
you'd
oh,
feel loved.
She lit it. That's sweet.
That's sweet.
That's nice.
Anywho, welcome to our home life.
hashtag roomies.
Hashtag roomies. So we're going to get into the stories.
Yes. Guys, I have a very long story today.
Which is perfect because I have a really short one.
Good, because this one, it's exceptionally long. I'm very excited to read it to you, though. You guys, this is going to feel like a freaking movie.
Oh, I'm excited.
The person that wrote this wrote it so beautifully. I can't wait. I hope I do it justice.
Am I going to have nightmares?
No.
Okay.
Not at all. But I definitely am like, I was like, whoa, you know, it's good.
I'm excited.
I'm excited for you.
I'm excited that you have a long one because I can just like chill.
Dude, that's how I felt last episode when you were telling your mom's story. I was just like, okay, let me sit back.
Sit back, relax.
Yeah. I think the last one, your mom's story, and then this one is very much like, get into like
the story. That's what makes it so good is when like there's so many details that paint this vivid picture.
Yeah.
So then you're like, oh, I'm in it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. When you listeners like take your time writing your stories, I feel like I'm right there with you and it's so like intoxicating. Like it's like watching a movie and you feel like you're there with them because you're painting the picture in your head.
Oh, totally.
Whole time. Yeah. So does that mean we're going to have you go first?
Yeah, I'll go first.
Sweet.
This one doesn't have a title, but it's freaking terrifying.
Ooh, mystery. So mystery, no title.
That's what I'm going to leave you with.
Okay. No title, but it's terrifying.
Yeah. We'll be back. Hello, everyone. It's Taryn
and Ashley
from Unsolicited Advice. And if you want to listen to our show without ads, you can now.
Just go to unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1-week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too. That's unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com.
Thank you.
All right, welcome back, y'all. I'm going to jump into my little nugget of a story.
Yay.
Hi, Taryn and Ashley.
Hello.
She said, thought I'd switch up the order since most people say it the other way. I know, rude.
A first. It's logical.
I guess, yeah, okay. We'll say it's that way.
Makes sense. Alphabetical order.
Yeah, she's so cute. How's life going? Well, it's great.
Oh, can't complain.
Yeah, you know.
Currently in my stormtrooper costume.
Currently, yeah. I'm a little hot in my costume, but I'm good. You can say my name. It's, okay, I think Samira. That's what I would guess.
Okay.
S-A-M-E-E-R-A. But if it's hard to say, you can call me Sam or Sammy, but I feel like I nailed it.
Samira. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I would guess. I don't have a title for my story, so I would be honored if you guys name it. Shoo, I should have thought about it. You should think about it.
Up with one at the end.
Yeah.
Get excited.
Yeah. I'm trying to like replay the story and think, I'll think about it later. Okay. This story is not something that happened to me, but happened to my friend. Let's call her Felicia. Thought it would be funny.
You know, it is.
Bye, Felicia. That poor, like, that would suck to have a name where all of a sudden, like, something
came of it.
You
literally went from never hearing your name
ever
to it being a funny punchline that everyone knows about.
Now, every time someone is, like, leaving, you're leaving, and they go, bye, Felicia, they, like, are like, oh, bye, Felicia.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like, you went from a very unique name to, like,
yep,
just as bad as mine.
I heard a rap song the other day that was titled Ashley.
Get out. What?
It's very inappropriate, but like,
I want to hear it.
It slaps.
I'm so curious now.
Cool. Our story begins with Felicia finishing watching a scary movie with her friends and then driving back home alone on a dark, narrow road.
Ooh, chills.
You never want to see it. You hate to see it. Okay, as she was driving, she noticed that someone behind her was flashing their lights at her. After she noticed this, she made sure she wasn't speeding and checked all her doors, gas tank, and trunk, and nothing was wrong. The car followed her all the way home, and she had no idea why they were following her and flashing their lights. After Felicia got home, she ran inside her house and called 911 and told them what had happened, which, by the way, I feel like you should never drive home.
That's what I was thinking.
If
I was
someone's
like, wait,
following you.
If they're following you, now they know where you live.
Yeah. But I get like if you're just panicked and you're like, I just want to go home. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe next time drive to the police station.
Or drive to like a public place or I don't know. Yeah.
Honestly, a bank. There's always a guard there.
Yeah, but at night, aren't they closed?
Yes.
So quick to admit defeat. Just yes.
The second yes, you they said are. That, I was like, oh, scratch that.
That was funny.
Where else could we go?
Yes.
Dang, I can't think of a place. Maybe like a bar.
Yeah.
Or like 7-Eleven or like. Because there's always bouncers and security at those places. Or a really nice hotel if you happen to live in a city where there's a nice hotel.
Oh, totally. Okay.
Dang. Such a fail.
That was cute, though. In a few minutes, the cop showed up and asked the guy following her why he was following her.
Wait, so was he just waiting outside?
I'm assuming that he was like, wait. I'm sure he like saw her run in and was like.
She's freaked out.
Oh, yeah. There's honestly like this is it's not a lot of details. Like the story's basically over now. So like there's a lot. I was like, wait, I want to know more. Why he was following her, and he answered that he saw a guy go in her car and was hiding in the back seat of her car, and she didn't know, so he was flashing his lights so she could notice, but she never did.
Oh,
dude.
My God.
That's literally
not trunk?
Back seat, trunk, or something. But he clearly saw, like, a shady guy get in her car and knew that, like, it wasn't.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I check my car when I get in at night all the time. Like, I look in the back because I'm so scared.
I think I've mentioned this on this podcast, but my very first boss at my first job, I would always walk the girls out and would tell us to have our keys in our hand, look under the car and in the back seat. That was like something like he told us to do all the time. And it's kind of like stuck in my head now. Like I always do it.
No, I'm always terrified that someone's going to either like reach out and slash my Achilles from under my car or that like someone will randomly pop up in the back seat. So like abnormally look where it's like obviously a human can't fit under my like seat, but I'm still just like checking everywhere because it's so scary.
Oh my God, that's terrifying. Yeah. Poor baby.
But another thing I wanted to know, so obviously like when the cops came, the guy had like fled. So I wonder if that guy like watched him get out too.
He must have. Yeah. If he stayed out there, he must have.
Maybe like the guy, but think about that. Like the guy in the car could hear this girl like freaking out and being like, oh my gosh, someone's following me, flashing their lights and calling the police.
But
so he probably just chilled.
Did she call the police in the car? She called from the house.
Or I got inside and ran. Oh yeah, she called from the house.
So what I'm wondering, because like this is what, if that were me and I'm in the car and I'm by myself and someone's stalking me, I think I don't talk out loud.
Yeah.
Like I'm inside like thinking in my head, like what I'm going to do and stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
So I wonder if he was just like waiting for her to like get home and then as she's ready to get out, like grab
then
her,
came.
But she just bolted and he wasn't ready for
and
that.
And then there's that car in back of her like flashing the lights.
And he probably didn't see the lights because he didn't raise up for her to see him.
But I wonder if, because you know when like a cop's following you or like lights are flashing, how it kind of like illuminates the whole inside of your car.
Yeah.
I wonder if he thought she was getting pulled over.
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
There's
like he
so many
saw
possibilities.
The flashing lights.
Whoever wrote this, I need more
I
details.
Need more. Bring
oh my
Felicia.
Gosh.
We need her. Yeah, so that's basically it. She says, I know this is short, but thought I should share it. And yeah, you should have because that's so scary.
Oh my God, that's terrifying.
It's literally my nightmare. There was one time I was on the freeway and I remember I was a lot younger. And I was like looking out the back seat and a like big SUV was passing. And I remember like my attention got drawn to the top of it because I was like, what is that? Because there was like flapping like black. And then all of a sudden like the like a head moved and looked over to the side of me. So like there was a guy on top of the car holding on and his clothes were flapping. And then his head looked and looked and I freaked out.
What?
But I was like, I don't know if like those people know that there's like a guy on his car. Like it could easily be like a stupid teenager like, oh, let's drive on the freeway. I'm going to hold on to the car. But
what kind of truck was it?
It was like a big SUV.
Huh. Yeah. Where were you?
We were on the freeway.
A freeway?
Yeah. So I don't know, like, if it was just someone, like, who snuck on their car and is, like, going to do something crazy or if he was just being dumb.
I feel like if you got a sense of it being dangerous, you probably would have motioned to the driver.
I was little.
I
was little.
I was
in the back seat, and I remember it scared me, and I, like, told my mom. I was like, there's a guy on there. But I can still picture...
I don't
like
feel,
his head turning and I was like, ugh.
I feel like no one would do something like that on a freeway for fun.
That's what I would think. But people
that's
are
something,
stupid. You
people
never
who
know.
Are, you know, want to do something stupid or fun like that would do that on like a street.
Yeah.
But no, I feel like freeway, there's too many odds against you.
It's
like
terrifying.
There's no way. So I'm guessing they didn't know he was on there.
I know. It's so
oh my
scary.
God. That's
I know.
Scary.
It's so scary. Anyways,
I'm unwell.
She ended, it was funny, she ended saying, here's a dad joke that's Halloween themed, but it's the dad joke I used in last week's episode, the mummy
oh,
one.
Oh, no.
I know. But don't worry, Sam, I got more.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Bless.
Thank you for the story. It was short and sweet, but it's something, again, everyone, check your freaking cars.
It was short and sweet, but honestly, like, very terrifying.
Yes.
Just as terrifying as all the other long ones.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Oh, my God. That makes
and
me
good.
Really...
I'm glad that guy followed her home. Like, because
she would have taken
been
her
like,
time and he would have gotten
yeah,
her.
Yeah, like, oh, she's not paying attention or like, oh, well, maybe she knows. I've done that before where I've followed a car because, like, I thought I saw something weird and I just want to be sure. And I'm, like, ready to call 911 and be like, I'm following this car. Like, there's something weird. But, yeah. Anywho.
Oh.
Good so, times.
I was thinking possible running title. Backseat bandit or like bad guy in the backseat.
Yes.
There's a man in my seat. I don't know.
There's a man in my seat. I was thinking something based off like nemesis turned hero or like something like because this guy she thought.
Yeah.
Or and I
honk if there's a guy in my backseat. Yeah.
Honk if there's a guy in my backseat. That's gonna be a bumper sticker.
I know. Oh my gosh.
Good.
Oh
okay.
My gosh. Or you know how like on birthdays people like write like honk it's my birthday.
Yeah.
Honk if, you see
if there's a guy in my backseat
because he shouldn't be there. That's terrifying.
Yep. Ugh.
I don't know why that short one got me.
Yeah. Because it's like a fear I think everyone has.
Yeah. 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 Exactly. Driving by yourself at night. Yeah. We all think of it. We've seen too many drama movies where like someone pops out from the back seat and it gets us every time. Well, I'm very excited to read this one. This one's extremely long.
Hit us with it.
So get comfortable, guys. It is called A Cornfield Party in Iowa.
Already sounds terrifying.
Yeah, I'm going to roll my sleeves up and get prepared.
Get coffee. I'm going to sip some coffee.
I hope you zoom in on this YouTube clip because this is hilarious. You see me?
Is it hilarious?
Yeah. Pulling my sleeve up. Okay. I'm funny, Taryn. You're funny.
You are funny.
Okay. Hi, Ashley and Taryn. First off, I'd like to point out that I am a skeptic. Not just about ghosts and the paranormal, but about everything. I rarely take anyone's statements as fact unless I utterly trust them or see their primary source of information and judge it to be worthy. It is exactly this part of my personality that makes my story all the more disturbing.
Oh, God.
I know. Get ready. She writes so well. It's cliche at this point, but the statement I wouldn't have believed it if it weren't happening to me is utterly appropriate regarding this tale. So with that background information now introduced to you and your listeners, I will tell you a short story about a brief visit to Iowa in the summer of 1999, a visit that I shall never forget. A few key details and names have been altered, but everything else is true, even though I truly wish it weren't. I was a sophomore in college, roughly 10 days from returning to my leafy campus in Maine as a junior. I'm from Portland, Oregon, but was visiting a classmate of mine in Iowa before the two of us planned to jump in her Toyota Corolla and drive across the country. This was to be my first real long-distance car trip, and telling you I was excited is a massive understatement. Jennifer and I had become best friends over 2 years at school, and the idea of 10 days with her seeing weird roadside attractions, eating fast food, and drinking entirely too much coffee was just about the greatest thing I could conceive of. We planned on spending 2 nights in Iowa before embarking so I could meet her high school friends, get to know her siblings, and simply experience a bit of America's breadbasket that was the popular opposite of the Pacific Northwest. The first night consisted of a massive dinner with her family, followed by board games and homemade ice cream. It sounds corny, but it was the epitome of fun. Her parents were very old compared to mine, and Jennifer was the youngest of 6 children. Regardless of the cheesy games and bad inside family jokes, I had a blast. On the second night, we planned on attending a cornfield party, she puts in quotations.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Jennifer described it as a party in a cornfield, but somehow a lot cooler than that. We began getting ready right after grabbing a hamburger and a blizzard at the local Dairy Queen.
Hey, DQ.
I know, I haven't been there in so long.
Love DQ.
I wasn't a big drinker, nor was Jennifer, so we agreed to have each other's back and remain sober. Love that.
Mm-hmm.
It is the sole fact that makes the night's events all the more surreal.
Oh, yeah, because if they were, like, partying, you'd be like, oh, you were just drunk.
Exactly. Or, like, on drugs or something.
Oh, my gosh, I'm scared.
My senses and memory were operating at full strength.
Oh, no.
We arrived at a small farm on the outskirts of town. We parked in a field and walked a short distance to a dilapidated barn. As we got closer, I saw about 50 kids dancing the night away. A DJ was on the flatbed of a truck inside the barn, pumping out drum and bass while a blinking Christmas lights hung from the rafters.
Okay, that sounds cool.
That sounds really fun, actually.
But she's in the outskirts.
Yeah.
Nothing good happens in the outskirts.
Just a rule of thumb. Having attended some major warehouse raves back in Portland, my initial thought was how absolutely lame this looked. I didn't want to make Jennifer feel bad, however, so I feigned enthusiasm as we grabbed 2 bottles of Gatorade from the plastic tub and greeted a few of her friends. Several hours passed while we danced and played cornhole, she puts, a safer sandbag version of horseshoes for those uninitiated. I love
That's
cornhole.
That's a funny definition of it.
Yeah. I ate Doritos, talked about my hometown, and discussed the finer points of Christina Aguilera's Genie in a Bottle with a half-drunk girl named Lily.
Love it.
Jennifer was dancing to a particularly raucous Prodigy remix of The Barn. In the barn. Wow, I said that weird. So I decided to explore a bit and see what else a cornfield party had to offer. As it turns out, not much. I eventually got a bit bored and took notice of the stars up above. That's one thing that we did not have much of in Portland. In Iowa, however, it was like a laser light show at the Kendall Planetarium in East Portland. I was mesmerized as I walked further from the barn. Mistake number one.
No, we're at mistake five, okay?
This is like that horror film when they start walking into the field by themselves. It's like,
I don't like it. Not in the outskirts.
I tripped on a rock, forcing me to look up. Up ahead was a red 60s Mustang at the beginning of a small dirt road. My father was a massive muscle car aficionado, so I figured I would go check it out. Mustangs from that era were among his favorite. As I got closer, I realized there was a dark shape on top of the hood.
Oh, God.
As I walked closer still, it became clear that someone was lying on the hood looking up at the stars. Well, that or passed out. A branch snapped beneath my feet and the person looked up in my direction. Hey there, a kind voice said from the shadows. I'm just enjoying a little show presented by Alpha Canis Majoris. Oh, my God, I thought. This guy knows about constellations. I always thought I was the lone geek who memorized all the stars and asked for a telescope from Santa Claus in second grade. Not too shabby, I replied. I can hardly see any stars where I'm from. Too much ambient light in the city. He chuckled and sat up. Bradley, he said as he offered to shake my hand. Andrea, nice to meet you. This is my first trip to Iowa, I replied. The moon was bright enough that I could see him pretty clearly now. He appeared to be about my age, with dirty blonde hair, a summery tan, and eyes that almost sparkled in the moonlight. To be honest, it was his eyes that I remember the most. Even with the faint light, I could tell that one was blue and the other was almost green. We had briefly talked about heterochromia, I think. I'm not sure. In high school anatomy, but I never thought I'd actually meet someone who exhibited the condition, which it's the name for the two different colored eyes.
I knew someone in high school who had it too.
She continues. I was a little flustered as he was basically a hunk. More importantly, a hunk who knew about Alpha Canis Majoris. The only downside was the odd nylon jacket he was wearing with bright blue, yellow, and red patches of fabric. It seemed straight out of an 80s movie. Even his acid-washed jeans seemed a bit dated. So how are you enjoying the premier cornfield party of the summer, Andrea? Is it everything you'd hoped for? I laughed. Well, I can honestly say it's the best cornfield party I've ever attended. He snorted a bit in appreciation of the joke and offered me a red vine from a small tube that sat next to him on the hood of his car. If you'd like to join me, he said, there's plenty of room. A red vine eaten on a car on a cool summer night is one of life's least appreciated pleasures. I laughed and sat on the front bumper as he slid down from the windshield. What are you in town for? He asked as his feet hit the ground. I smiled. I'm visiting my friend Jennifer. She and I go to college together in Maine. We're leaving tomorrow morning for a little bit of a cross-country adventure. Remember to always alternate between sweet and salty, he replied. I stared at him for a moment as the statement admittedly perplexed me. Excuse me? I said. Snacks, he answered. When you buy snacks at a gas station, always remember to buy both salty and sweet. Too much of one or the other can be disastrous for your palate. I laughed before assuring him that I would take his advice under consideration. Time passed very quickly as we talked about ourselves, our families, and even our plans for the future. He had just been accepted at Duke and was deciding whether or not to bring his Mustang with him to North Carolina. He had already planned out his major. Pre-law, with a concentration in political science. He wanted to eventually run for office. first as a state representative and eventually as a member of Congress. He told me that he was sick and tired of the politicians Iowa sent to D.C. and wanted to show that even kids from middle America can be progressive and forward-thinking. He even uttered a phrase that seemed a bit wise beyond his years. We need to start governing this country with humanity. Enough of this me, me, me stuff. We need to help each other out every single day, which I love.
Yeah, I love
I thought that was such a well-worded phrase. Needless to say, I was smitten. Aside from the weird tick where he would constantly scratch his chest, he seemed almost perfect. I kept asking myself, who the heck is this guy? An hour passed until eventually the Gatorade wanted out of my bladder, though I didn't want to leave the Mustang bumper and risk some other partygoer latching onto Bradley. I had to pee like a dancing racehorse. I told him I would be right back and made a beeline for the porta potty next to the barn 50 yards away. As I opened the door, Jennifer waved from inside. She was still dancing near the DJ and looked to be having a blast. I did my business, grabbed a bottle of water, and headed back to my surprisingly magical evening with this guy named Bradley. I took a swig from the bottle and looked in the direction of the Mustang. At first, I couldn't see it, but I figured it was the shadows playing tricks on my eyes. As I got closer, however, it became abundantly clear that the car was gone. I walked a bit down the dirt road where it was parked, but I still saw absolutely nothing. The car was nowhere to be seen. I couldn't understand it. Why would he leave? Why would he sneak off while I was using the restroom? It simply didn't make sense. I walked back to the barn, completely forlorn. Jennifer immediately saw it on my face as I took a seat in the corner of the barn. She tried to get me to dance with her, but I was not in the mood. Truthfully, I was crushed. I just couldn't fathom why Bradley would leave like that. Eventually, I yielded to Jennifer's constant invitations and joined her on the dance floor. I pretended to have a bit of fun, but eventually we looked at our watches and realized we were leaving the next morning at 7 a.m. I said a few goodbyes, hugged some newfound friends, and we walked back to Jennifer's car. On the way home, I told her all about my night. She giggled like a schoolgirl, as it was obvious from my recap that I was totally and utterly crushing on this guy. Eventually, she managed to get a word in and asked me his name. When I replied, Bradley, her smile slowly faded. What kind of car was it again? She asked. A red 60s Mustang. Not quite sure what year, I replied. Wondering why she was suddenly so serious, Jennifer took a deep breath as she was suddenly short of oxygen or something. Before I could ask her if she was okay, she flipped her turn signal on and pulled over to the side of the road. She was pale and visibly upset. Are you okay? Do you need some water? I asked. Out of nowhere, she began to sob uncontrollably.
Oh, God.
I had absolutely no idea what was happening. I kept asking her what was wrong, what I could do to help, but she just buried her face in her hands and continued to cry. I hugged her repeatedly, rubbed her back, and gently stroked her hair. Finally, the sobs seemed to abate, and I offered her a tissue from my purse. She dried her eyes and blew her nose before reaching into the back seat for her own purse. I continued to ask her what could possibly have caused her to cry like that, but she remained silent. She slowly opened her purse, grabbed her wallet, and took out a weathered, faded Polaroid photograph.
Oh my God.
Her lip was quivering as she handed me the photo. In the picture was a handsome guy, mid-20s, sitting on a red 60s Mustang in the driveway of Jennifer's house.
Oh my God, oh my God.
He wore a brightly colored neon nylon jacket, acid-washed jeans, and even the faded Polaroid couldn't hide his different colored eyes. It was Bradley. The same Bradley. It took days for me to finally get most of the facts from Jennifer, but a long road trip in a confined space is an efficient way to slowly glean information about an insane experience that to this day I still can't quite bring myself to believe. Bradley was Jennifer's older brother.
What?
He was interested in politics and had always considered running for public office after college. He was a fan of vintage 80s fashion and waited tables for 3 summers to buy a restored 1967 Ford Mustang, cherry red. He always had a tub of red vines on the dashboard, which he jokingly claimed was his way of being courteous to his passengers. coming home from work one summer, he was involved in a freak traffic accident on the Interstate 80 a few weeks before he was to attend Duke University. A massive thunderstorm caused a huge pileup when an abnormally large hail began to fall and cracked several cars' windshields. Bradley was involved at some point. His car went off the side of the highway at full speed and careened into a construction site for a new off-ramp. He died instantly when a piece of rebar from a cement barrier went through the windshield and impaled him in the chest. It has been almost 20 years, yet I have never again seen a spirit or apparition. I don't believe in ghosts, and I don't like watching movies about ghosts. But on one late night summer in 1999, I spent a wonderful evening chatting with the ghost of my best friend's brother. Jennifer and I have never spoken of that night ever again, even though we keep in constant touch. And we were in each other's weddings as each other's bridesmaids. Our families see each other every other summer when we visit the coast of Maine. But still, we never speak of that night, and I can't explain it, nor do I truly want to. I still haven't fully processed what happened during that trip, but I'd like to think that I was officially welcomed into Jennifer's family. I'm an only child, and it almost seemed as if her parents and siblings were informally adopting me over the course of those few days. I've attended all of her brothers and sisters' weddings, consoled them at their parents' funerals, and celebrated with them at the births of their children. At this point, I consider them to be the siblings that I never had. And if I really was to become a part of their family, it makes sense that Bradley would want to welcome me as well. Sincerely yours, Anonymous. I'm out of breath.
I don't know what to say.
Isn't that crazy?
But she sat on his car and she ate red vines. She shook his hand. That's not, I can't.
And obviously, like, I don't know any other details, but I don't think her friend had ever told her about Bradley. It doesn't sound like it in any way. So all that information, like the whole long story, like all the information comes back around once you learn about more of Bradley's past. Isn't that crazy? And I for one, and me and Taryn have both talked about this, we're both skeptics.
Yeah.
And we always have been, but it's stories like this that literally just like spin my head in circles because I've always been one to just be like, that didn't happen. That's not real.
Oh my gosh.
I do want to say though, one, it was worded very well and written beautifully.
No, I felt like I was like that could be a movie.
100%.
She's extremely talented, that's for sure.
Yeah, but I think it's really beautiful to be a skeptic and to have to experience something like that, to come around to it and to realizing that she might have been like welcomed into the family, I think is a beautiful way to take that, you know?
Yeah.
I've never experienced anything like that. I've had friends that have had
experiences. Well, how are you supposed to know if they can freaking touch you and you can sit on their cars?
And eat red vines.
Are you alive?
It was so specific. It was so specific. That's what's terrifying. That's why I wanted to read it, was because even though it was long, all the details, like it was so important to know all those before hearing the big, you know, twist.
I can't talk and my eyes are like hurting. I know. So wide.
Taryn's face right now, guys, I wish I could send you a picture through the microphone. It's insane.
My eyes are watering.
I know. It's a really crazy story. Because you always hear about situations like this, but it never involves that kind of interaction. Right?
The physical element is what's like fully tripping me out.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Like, what if someone else walked up? Would she just be floating in the car? Would they see it too?
Yeah. Like, that's what I don't know.
Wait. Okay, but like. Like, what if her stomach got pumped? Would there really be red vines? Or is it all in her... I don't know. I'm not well.
Mark's dying right now. if her stomach got pumped. I mean, I don't, I have no answers for you. It's so weird. And I would love to hear if you guys are listening and have like opinions that you want to share on this or what you think happened, or if you had a similar story that was very similar to this. Again, unfortunately, October series is over, but we do not have to stop talking about stuff like this. If you have a story similar or an opinion that you want to share on this, I would love to hear it because I'm freaking dumbfounded. Like, I have absolutely no answers. No, I don't think anyone does, but I would be very curious to hear other people's thoughts on this.
Oh my God.
Taryn's not okay, guys.
I'm not. My brain is like going a mile a minute.
Oh my gosh. But 100%, this could be a movie script.
It should be a movie script.
It's very like Sixth Sense-y, you know?
That, yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Because like he was interacting, she was interacting. It's just,
I don't understand. It's insane.
Our brains are just like mush right now.
I don't get it.
That was intense, guys.
I don't like it.
But I did think that was a very perfect story to end our October series with.
Ugh.
Right?
I mean,
I don't even, it's weird that she never saw anything afterwards.
It's like, it reminds me of like Field of Dreams, where it's like very isolated to like one
specific place.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And like, why her?
Oh my gosh.
If this is, what was her name? Jennifer? If this is Jennifer's sister or brother, then why not her, you know? Why this random friend?
That's crazy, too. Like, if I went with you to a freaking cornfield party and you just disappeared
in
into
Illinois.
The freaking forest for, like, 2 seconds, I'd be out there. So it's interesting,
but that's the whole thing. Like, was it 2 seconds? Or was it really 2 hours?
Like, or was it all in her mind?
Or was it a really quick moment that felt like an eternity? Because this entire time, her friend who brought her to this party doesn't come looking for her, you know? So that's weird, too. So maybe there's, like, some time-bending thing happening.
I don't like it.
I don't know.
That's crazy. I mean, that story was, like, beautifully written.
I know.
It really should be, like, a movie.
I know.
But, frick, what if, like, I start dating a guy and he's a ghost? How will I know?
Because apparently you can touch and kiss and all that kind of stuff. So,
gosh, that's so weird. That story tripped me out.
I know. That was such a weird, like, mind twist. You should have seen me. I was, like, laying in my bed, reading through emails, read this one, and it long. So I sat there for a long time scrolling. But she wrote so beautifully, I was like, I have to
yeah,
finish.
Yeah, no, that's beautiful.
So then by the time I got to the end, I just kind of sat there for a second.
I was like,
and
what?
Was like, oh, my God.
My eye's twitching.
Me and Taryn were talking about this week, and I was like, I have a really long one. I would really like to read. If you have a shorty, that would be great.
I did have a shorty. Oh, my.
I know. I don't even know, like, what to say after
that. Like, I'm just kind of like, wow. I don't know how to respond.
Have you ever had an experience?
No. Like, well, that? Not that I know of.
Yeah.
I thought I would know.
I mean, maybe it was like an angel.
I like that.
You know,
I'm going to go with that.
Especially with the way it tied into her like really loving on this family and them loving her back. Maybe it was an actual like beautiful moment.
Okay.
You know,
I'm okay with that.
Like it. I it's hard for me to talk about this because I feel like I don't believe in this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I think if there is an afterlife like this, it doesn't always have to be scary.
Yeah.
You know, this could have been, you know, a more like a beautiful memory moment instead of a terrifying ghost one.
That was funny.
Like
it's
Casper.
Not like it wasn't a scary, like I wasn't scared during it. I was more just like, what?
Yeah. You're just sitting there like, holy what? Like, it's just a little bit intense all of a sudden, but it's not horrifying. And this whole thing has this underlining like family love friendship feeling
that
to it.
Poor girl, it makes sense why she just like freaked out and broke down.
Yeah, no kidding. Imagine you invited me to a party and one of your brothers had passed and I
nope.
met him.
I don't want to.
And
think
was
about
telling
that.
You all these things that only Mm-mm. that I have no like business knowing.
Mm-mm.
Right?
Mm-mm.
Terrifying. Anyways, I feel like we should end it with a dad joke because neither of us are saying anything.
I don't like. I can't talk. I'm just like processing it. That's crazy. Okay. Well, I got a couple for you.
Oh, please. Let's lighten the mood.
What treat do eye doctors give out on Halloween?
Something with an eye. Optical.
Candy corneas.
Oh, my God. I love turning and looking and seeing Mark laughing. That's
good. You know,
good.
I feel like guys
I just need to be
think
faster.
It's funnier.
Really?
I feel like when I say like dad jokes, most of the times like guys think it's like funnier.
Maybe because they're going to be future
sense.
Dads.
I have
they're the ones that are going to say them.
Yeah, I feel like I have more of like a guy humor, you know. Anyways, next one.
What is when I think guy humor, I think like potty talk, like
locker
hello. Humor.
I do have that humor. I just can't express it around you.
Daddy jokes aren't like that.
Did you say daddy
Did
jokes?
Did I say daddy? Oh, shoot.
That sounded so weird.
Weird.
Daddy jokes.
Things just got really weird. Dad jokes aren't
no, but it's
talk.
That like okay. For instance, like I grew up always watching like Three Stooges with my dad, like that stupid
dad
like slap humor, like whatever. But my mom would always be like, "Oh, the show's so stupid," but I was like, "This is hilarious!" Like that kind of stuff, I love. Hmm. But anyways, okay, why couldn't Dracula's wife get to sleep?
This one's great. Because she wanted to stay awake.
You can't just put an accent on a sentence and not become like a joke.
Because.
You're not going to get it.
No, let me think.
You're literally not going to get it.
Fine, tell me.
Because of his coffin.
Oh my God.
Get it?
Well done with the Halloween dad jokes. Those were great.
Oh, that's my last one.
That's your last one. I'm so sad.
So sad.
I do, you know, since we're here and we ended early a little bit, we're like in the talks, literally the talks. We just mentioned it. We haven't even thought about this at all. But would you guys be interested in like Thanksgiving funny situations or awkward situations or stories like that? Is this something we should think about, like holiday stuff?
I feel like if we had like a holiday episode.
One. Obviously yeah. Not a series. October specific just because we love October.
Yeah, we do.
That's
no,
our
but yeah,
only reason
maybe
for
we
doing
can
a series.
Have, like if you send in like awkward home for Thanksgiving
situations. Like, I just think
situations.
Of, especially living in LA, I think of so many people that are like, oh yeah, I'm going home for Thanksgiving. And I'm always, especially celebrities, ready? I'm always so psyched to see celebrities go home. And post stories and pictures of their like home life. It's
oh,
so
yeah.
weird
when it's like drastically
seeing
different.
Them. Like if they're from like Iowa, for example, let's say someone's from Iowa and you're used to seeing them like in all this like LA, like glamour and stuff like that. And then you just see that they're just from like a real town.
Yeah.
With, like a real family and like a weird dog. And it's yeah, just like yeah. them and their element. And you're just like, whoa, that's your family. I yeah. live for that stuff. So
that's
if
true.
You guys have any stories or I just think like family stories during Thanksgiving,
yeah,
they're always hilarious or like really awful. And
or like your crazy uncle bringing a guy home for the first time,
yeah, something like that. Yeah,
I'd be into that. I think I mean we don't need like a mass flood of them because we'll just do one episode, but if you have like a great
like an exceptional Thanksgiving
exceptionally
story,
great story,
send them our way, title it Exceptional Thanksgiving story.
Yeah. If not, just continue, guys, sending in the stories because we're getting back to the basics.
We're
starting
getting back
week.
To our roots is what we're doing.
Roots.
Yeah. So no more scary stories. But thank you guys so much. I hope you guys really enjoyed this October series. Taryn and I had a blast.
So much fun.
A freaking blast. We had so much fun. So, yeah, we can't wait to have October series. 2020,
because we'll still be here as
we're
long
still
as
here.
You keep rating, reviewing, subscribing, and sharing.
God, this costume, I'm hot.
Yeah, I'm hot too.
I've got a lot of layers on. Yes, thank you
we
guys
love
so much.
You all. Thanks for you know pitching in to this October series and stay safe.
Stay safe out there.
And question everyone you know.
Question the red vines. We don't know. Real. We just don't know.
They're not real.
Okay, bye.
Bye.